The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Baja Retreat and Spa, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth Building Supplies, Everybody Wins, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, Prince Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday, December 16th. I hope you guys are out there. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. I know family members are celebrating birthdays. My cousin, Costasha, her birthday is coming up tomorrow. Delano, Davino. Gabriel, my grandmother, December 9th. There's a lot of us in December. So if you're celebrating the birthday out there, guys, happy birthday to you wherever you are. I know that this is sort of the festive season. I don't know about you. I feel like it. Yeah. I feel like it coming on now. And the weather shift a little bit. And the house clean and it smell good and things like that. You say, oh, yeah. Something coming. So something coming, right? So I hope that you guys are good. Hope that you had a beautiful weekend. Hopefully it wasn't too much commotion for you on the weekend and you were able to kind of have a good, quiet weekend. Had an opportunity to be able to chill out with my family this weekend. We've been putting it off for some time, but we had an opportunity yesterday after church. We went to and sort of grabbed the movie. Yeah, this is the sort of a time to be able to spend together. Our son is, my son is home for the holidays from school. And so we wanted to be able to spend some time together. And we did that. We had an opportunity to be able to go over to the movie, just watch a movie and sit down. Something that we all enjoy. Now, this isn't something that's forced. This is something that we all enjoy. Watch Moana. And we truly enjoyed that. All the babies were there also. They truly enjoyed that. And so I'm hoping that you take some time out for yourselves amidst the hustle and the bustle. You know, driving up and down, just spending all your money, going crazy, just getting anxiety every time your money deplete, right? Oh, Jesus, I have to do this. Oh, God, I know I can eat again until January 30th, January 29th. Yeah, that's when your next check coming. After this one, you ain't getting the next check until January 29th in the new year. So make sure you do so sparingly. Whatever you do, do it with wisdom. Knowledge and understanding, not just with faith. I think a lot of persons move with faith, and the works is elusive. You ain't going to work with that. So do so with faith and a very clear understanding that you need to be able to get some things done. Guys, got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Make sure you go and check them out. If you are in the market for insurance and you're kind of transitioning, trying to get yourself prepared, with governmental regulations and formality before you step over to the new year, go and check my guys out over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Give them a call, 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS. They can take very good care of you. Ask for my good friend, Mr. Richardson, or Ethric Bow. He can be able to take very good care of you in those particular spaces. So if you're looking for that, make sure you don't go into the new year riding dirty or doing any of those particular things. Get yourself formal. more formal with formality and structure yourself accordingly when you step over this threshold of 2025. Because 2024 was a hell of a year. Can I say that? One of the things that we don't do, well, I never really try to do it. I think it's just, maybe I should take, amalgamate that stuff and kind of do it at the end of the year. But that's so much. I mean, it is so much. You know, some people just do it like the year in review. I've never done that. I think I attempted it once and it seemed like I was leaving out so much stuff. So what I'm going to do is just kind of be able to take those notes and ensure that on a month-to-month basis, we can be able to do a synopsis. I probably won't do it on this show. I probably do it on my podcast and just kind of shoot it out there on Facebook so everyone can be able to see that and kind of polish it and produce it accordingly. Just be able to do that. But this year has been a year of exposure, and the exposure has been corruption non-stop. Corruption non-stop. Guys, pick up your goddamn newspaper. All the information's in there. Officers charged in shooting deaths. Policemen deny manslaughter charges. A final word to Adriel, right? A final word to her. You know, she passed away. So the family being able to do that. Just on Facebook, just dressed in adorned as they celebrate the life that was. I saw, I saw a politician in the thing. Like, one or two of them was in there, right? The murder of 12-year-old Adriel is a wake-up call that has exposed the need for the implementation and the reinforcement of support mechanisms for children. This is what the minister of Glenis, Hannah Martin, said at the girl's funeral on Saturday. I don't think we should take this opportunity just to be able to hit them with platitudes. I think we should actually put something to work. I remember the Marcos alert was significant agitation from the family. And the government eventually acquiesced to find a position to be able to ensure that they can move towards formality and make that particular thing happen. For far too long, we find ourselves in this position reactive. And I think that that's a crying shame on all those men and women that are sent to a position of leadership in our country from a political standpoint and an administrative standpoint, who are career politicians who continue to be able to provide us with platitudes, with words, with the fragrance of speech, but never being able to give up substance. I think it's poor. I think it's poor that we use these particular opportunities. And while you wield the power and you have the proximity to be able to do something significantly, all right? So we have to be able to talk about those things. I think there needs to be a census taking in the school to talk about what needs to be done. I just want to be very clear with that. These kids are in school on a day-to-day basis. You don't know. Listen, when I heard this little girl's story, how she had to go and ask the man to put water in the fridge because they didn't have no power home. Then I listened to her mother, and her mother saying, "Who? It's be cold out there. You want to sketch draft? Where it's supposed to be going, so forth and so on. Even a mother is afraid of this." Then I heard her father. Listen, man, these children didn't act. We need to be responsible as parents. We need to be responsible as parents. You know, often I know this would be sharp for me to say something like this, and this is the Christmas season, and you don't want to hear it. But I often think about Richard Lightbourne. When the entire country was up in arms, as he said something in the House of Assembly, "I care not to repeat it for you." We don't have to relive that. If you remember it, remember it. But when Richard Lightbourne took on this kind of position and indicated that, in so many words, that everyone shouldn't have the opportunity to procreate, whilst it was sharp, whilst it was a rebuke, while it was coming from him, more specifically, you may have felt as though this was a sense of condescension and emboldening the line of segregation in our country. Right? Well, as you look at that and you hear it, you automatically put on this kind of defensive mode. But every time we hear stories like this and we see these things, we have to consider who are the parents and how are you equipped to be able to take care of kids? We got to talk about these things. I think it's very important. And I think the government has a responsibility not to spay and neuter, no. But I think the government has a responsibility on where a child is. I want to be able to say to the Ministry of Education, I commend you for taking those particular steps as it relates to being able to introduce this hotline for a truant officer. I like that. I like that. But I'm one of these people, I often believe that the ideas that come from the top are ideas that existed in yesteryear. There isn't a committee associated with these particular things. I don't know the last time, only when my WhatsApp go down, I can be honest with you. When I say WhatsApp go down, sometimes you have inconsistent service and you get choppy calls and then you use the traditional line. You use the traditional line. For the most part, a great deal of persons use the encrypted end-to-end conversation. They don't want nobody tapping into their conversation, so forth and so on. And so you don't use the traditional line. It's just what it is. It's just what it is. Okay? And so when I hear the truant officers being able to come to the forefront with a hotline, I say to myself, this must be a traditional concept. Because there are opportunities there now in a blink of an eye that everyone can be involved with the technology that exists right now. I just want to be able to say that. So while I commend you, I commend the Ministry of Education for being able to recognize the importance of being able to get our kids back in school. I commend the Ministry of Education for being able to take these steps. I commend the Minister of Education, more specifically, Glenisanna Martin, for being able to identify these things and then charge the atmosphere with the articulation to say that these things need to be done. However, it is but one third of the way. A conversation, recognition, and a conversation about what needs to happen is only one third of the way. We have two thirds to go, which is application, putting the work in, consultation, and transformation. We need to imply. We need to apply these things so things could get done. There should be not another child in this country. Not from the 5 children get killed in Grand Bahama, you know. We've still been slacking on that. Not from Marco, from the Archer thing, you know. We've still been slacking on that. In this kind of position. So I just want to say that not to be able to bring gloom to your holidays. I know you're running up and down just like me. I just ran up and down. I had to go get some paint. Could do this, could do that, could do the other thing just to be able to keep the house fresh and nice for when people come over. And this is not for that, but this is for a very conscious understanding that though we are in a festive mode, whilst the sun is up, the sun is going down. And a great deal of us are scurrying to get back home because we know that the city has become the wild, wild west. And this is not the way that we existed. In the evening, when it's dusk, we had an opportunity to be able to touch some families and go from space to space and move around and ask some persons how they're doing. That's your Christmas gift. We used to move around. We might just give you a little card to say we're thinking about you. But a lot of these things have ceased and desist in the city because of crime. And what's even heavier today, you can be able to see in your paper, pick up the Guardian newspaper, Organization for Responsible Government urges government to implement the Freedom of Information Act. And man shot dead during the bar fight. This is what the police says. Let's look at this thing and let's be able to talk about this. The opposition, Davis was big on commission of inquiry. Read that article. Candia Deems put that thing together and started to talk all the way back to April 2012. She went all the way back to every time, essentially, as it's structured. Every time it seems as though the FNM is in, Brave Davis, in his particular capacity, wants to be able to find out more information. He wanted to find out more information about pre, during, and post Dorian. What you was thinking before the storm, what you was doing during the storm, and what steps you took after the storm. And he wanted a commission of inquiry for transparency. When the finances were getting low, he wanted a commission of inquiry associated with that. In 2012, he wanted a commission of inquiry associated at the rally in Clifton Park. In 2012, he said that I will give my support to the appointment within our first 100 days in office a commission of inquiry to investigate the scandalous episodes of misconduct by the outgoing administration. This is what he said. He said, I shall agitate for that commission of inquiry to be appointed so that I can call for people and papers and explore the facts surrounding specific matters of great national importance. When we should have had this commission of inquiry, we didn't. Right? I wanted a commission of inquiry for what was happening with Bahama. I thought it was crazy. I thought it was absolutely bananas. Implication, it was too much. And then he goes on, he says, with this fact-finding body, we shall seek and examine and reveal the role of specific interests involved in the grant of a 40-year monopoly on Arawak Key Port. We still don't know the names of the persons hiding behind the corporate veils. This was Davis' urge. Let the chips fall where they may. All this is political language that you continue to be able to use to rally up your crowd. But the truth is that chips always fall in a very unique pattern in this country. And it's always stacked for those persons who are in power. However, for many of us who have no power, no fraternity, no affiliation, those chips always seem to fall. And many of us feel that this is unjust and absolutely unfair. This is, for me, the inception of corruption. The lack of equality. The lack of understanding that the law, no one in our society is above the law. But that hasn't happened over the past, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 decades in this country. We got to be able to do something about it. Guys, I want you guys to be able to join me in conversation today. Minnis is in the newspaper today. Being able to talk about the Commission of Inquiry is essential. Breaking down the stuff in the papers today, put all that information in there. We're going to be able to talk about that. Also, you can be able to see an op-ed in The Guardian right now, an anti-PLP mode. Now, see, this is why you just call it and cuss us out. And being able to do these things, or cuss me out more specifically. Fella call and say, is this a FNM newspaper? If this is a FNM station, let's just be decent. Our responsibility is to be able to identify those things that go inconsistent to what the agitation was prior to this administration being able to come in. And our responsibility is to identify those elements that needs to come to the forefront based upon what is required or what is being called for in our society right now. If you read the article and identify those particular things, the letter to the editor, and read that stuff, you'd realize that it started off with a sentiment that says that this PLP administration was poised to become the only administration since 1997 to possibly see a two-peat, to be returned to governance. However, most recently, a great deal of things says to us that that may be an absolute impossibility. Join me in conversation, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
Foundation. For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Transform your home for less at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale, Friday, November 1st through Tuesday, December 24th. Enjoy 25% off house and spray paints, plus 20% off paint supplies, excluding net items. Our wide selection of paint colors is the perfect way to bring holiday cheer to your home. You'll also find the best selection of brushes, rollers, and pans, glue, bladders, paint thinner, and more. So catch the holiday spirit and paint up for Christmas at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale.
Rejuvenate, refresh, treat yourself. Immerse yourself in total comfort. pamper yourself. After all, you're worth it. Relax. Rid yourself of all life stresses. At Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa, you will find everything you need to enhance your body and spirit. Call today at 323-6711 and begin your journey to serenity at Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. Let me know what's on your mind, what you're thinking in this holiday time. How you going? How you been? Are you moving about the city? Are you still having political conversations when you're going about? Has this this mode shifted as it relates to what's going on? Let's be fair. Let's be transparent. Whether or not you're PLP or FNM, I don't want you to simply condemn this administration or the government of the day simply because of your opposition. But let's have a very clear and honest conversation. Have you felt that some things have shifted? This is for most of us, especially men. We really don't get into this conversation about feel. We are critical, analytical guys that, you know, we think logistics, we think logic, we think about those for the most part, most of us, most guys that I know. That we just want to be able to think, you know, basic. We want to think science and math. Does this make sense? We normally don't get emotions involved unless and until it get into politics. My God, and when it get into politics, all our feelings, all our cussing, all our emotion, all the back of us, we ain't used this kind of, this frequency since we was little children screaming. Now it's time to be able to scream for politics. So talk to me about it. Have you felt and have you seen and you're, you know, moving about in the city, you're fresh now. You're something I like, but you're all Bohemian people. When Christmas time, you dress up when you're getting out. Nowhere. We ain't getting nowhere, but we dress up. We look good. You got your new shoes on. You ain't wear for a little while. You look good. Your haircut. You smell good. You inhale people and squeeze them because you ain't see them in a little while. I like that. I like that in our society. I like that. And I got to commend you guys to continue to be able to do things like that. But now you're moving about. You're touching people. You're getting coffee. You're in seat for a little while. You're going to pick up some coffee. You're sitting in these particular places. You're going to these bars that you ain't gone for a little while. Your wife letting you go out now. My God, praise God. So now you're out and you're having conversation. What is the sentiment on the streets? Talk to me. We're leading up. Today is the 16th day of December. That means that we got 9 days before December 25th. We've already come to an assessment, an agreement of what's going to happen in Junkanoo from the CNP. That's done. Boom. That's done. Okay? We've already identified those particular things. The Valley Boys, there'll be one group in the A category. And then the fun category, Trevor Davis's group. And Trevor says that he will still show you that instances. So the Valley Boy issue is done. What is not done in our country is this issue of corruption. The FNM continues to be able to agitate against this significantly. I said to you, I believe that the FNM decided to be able to do a blitz. Now, I don't know whether or not this was pronounced in the organization or if persons have taken on sort of co-captains in certain segments and areas, and they're just being able to activate accordingly. I don't know. I ain't in the organization. I don't know. But I saw something when we saw the FNM down there agitating that Brave got to go in front of Fox Hill. And then simultaneously before that, we saw them downtown being able to push a coffin whilst they're using some theatrics, in my view, for a 50-year-old organization. Now, don't fight me. Just don't fight me. I'm not saying what you did was wrong. I'm just saying I don't expect to see this from an organization so old. I'm sorry. Let's fix that. I don't expect to see this from a mature organization who has established and understand the ways and the culture of how politics is played in our country. But I see it. Now, I don't even know how to gauge it and grade it to say whether or not I like it or I dislike it. Or I don't know, because this is new to me. This new to me from the FNM. Yeah, I expected Omar Smith, my very good friend, and Cassius running into the House of Assembly looking for those political mileage and exposure to be able to show you what our agenda is, to show you what our capabilities are, to show you our articulation, our insightfulness, to show you that we smart, baby, give us a chance. Yeah, I expect to see that from them. I expect to see that from a Lincoln Bain. I expect to see that from them. I expect to see that even from a Branvin McCartney as he decided to be able to move toward the DNA. I expect to see something that stirs the imagination, that pricks the imagination, that says, ooh, it is possible that these guys may be the guys to take us where we want to go. From an organization who understands tradition, from an organization who understands politics in this country, from an organization established in leadership and governance in this country, I didn't necessarily expect it. It was kind of a rabbit out of the hat. It was a brand new thing for me. I don't condemn condemnation. This is just, I'm saying, this is peculiar. I haven't seen this before. And as I look at this and I make a determination as to exactly what's happening, I realize that the Free National Movement has no desire to let up. Has no desire to let up. Society and society seem to be able to levy towards the PLP administration, this New Day administration, that you're off course significantly. You are off course significantly. Now, within the administration, those persons are gung-ho to be able to move in the path, the direction that they know, their convictions, they're continuing to be able to do that. We're hearing from the chairman of the PLP this sort of rejection and an idea for being able to do that. This sort of and condemnation and being able to speak condescending. That's how I picked it up. There was a sense of condescension being able to speak to the Free National Movement because there was an expectation for them to do something different. So as we speak, as we hear from the chairman of the organization that actually speaks to them and say, really, in a nutshell, that you are irreverent, as we were going to be able to speak more specifically to the pastors. Your irreverence shows us that you're not even prepared. This is, I surmise it. I want to talk like this with you guys. Are you going around? Are you hearing what I'm hearing? Is it just the Guardian being able to put these things together? Or is this a social sentiment that says we're done with the PLP? Is this a gift that we're giving the PLP? I'm watching on my social media. I'm watching ministers. I'm watching members of parliament, Paul Sex, and other persons in their various constituencies dancing. They're bringing out all the big dogs and all the guns. The top dogs for being able to come to their organization, come to their parties and so forth and so on. They're showing a festive mood. They're still showing you this sort of festivity as they move to the end of the year. But the sentiments that exist in our society are rich that says PLP got to go. Now, we could trace this back to September 2021. And I think every single one of us, I can't put you in this. Only me I can put in this. I feel naive. I feel stupid. I couldn't figure out no other words. I feel stupid every time I hope the best for an administration coming in. I feel stupid. I didn't have this kind of a great expectation in 2012. I really didn't. When Perry Christie was returned to office, after he came to the country with hat in hand and making these promises that he won't do this and he won't do that and so forth and so on. This was 2017, I'm sorry. And when he came back to office in 2017 with hat in hand and being able to say to the country what... No. 2002, PLP. 2007, FNM. 2012, yeah. When he came to the country with hat in hand and making promises that he won't do this and he won't do that, and if you give him another chance, and we gave him another... I didn't really expect him to do anything different. He was more pronounced in his position to say that this is time for him to be able to focus on his legacy. Which I thought was peculiar, because the first step we take is a step towards legacy. Every progressive step that we take towards the future and into the abyss, into the unknown, is a step that we take with confidence, with conviction, and a very clear understanding that we must step firmly because we're building legacy on every one of those steps. But our Prime Minister came on his last leg. We knew that this was his last leg. Former Prime Minister came and he says he's building legacy. I didn't expect nothing from him. Not in a bad way. Not in a condescending manner, not to be able to insult him. I just didn't expect. We've seen you. We've seen you for 30-some years do the exact same thing. We've seen you for 30-some years. And when the people in Centerville indicated that they didn't have this, this, and this, and the people in the inner city said that we didn't have running water, or we didn't have any toilets, and our toilets are still on the outside, and they did stories about persons who defecate in bags and throw it in the garbage. They did stories in the news. Well, I didn't know. I didn't expect anything from him. But I did expect something from Minnis. I did. And I was disappointed, personally and from a nationalistic perspective. And I do expect something from Brave. And you're leading me down the same path of disappointment. And I don't know whether or not we can levy this sort of disappointment on the persons that provide you counsel. Because a lot of people like to figure out who I can blame. I can't blame him. I love him. I vote for him. Then if I blame him, then I got to blame me. So let's not blame him. Let's blame his choices. I'm disappointed in men. But I suppose that the arms of flesh will fail you. That's what's happening. This conversation about corruption and the expense associated with being able to eradicate it is crazy to me. We should count no cost. Let's eradicate this. Whatever we can do to expose this, let's do it now. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Grant. How are you? Bahamas. Good afternoon. Listen, Mr. Grant, this is an interesting conversation that you're having, you know, very interesting thoughts that you have. But I want to add to that by telling you that change is coming, but it is not the change that the Bahamian people is expecting. What the Bahamian people is calling for, see, our problem is we're not asking God for his perfect and personal will to be done in our nation. We are too busy pushing our own agenda. We are like the people in the Bible that hollered and cried for a king. They cried for a king when God was telling them, you don't need a king. I am your king. I am your Lord, you know? And they still cried for a king, and they cried for a king, and they cried for a king until God gave them a king.
Saul.
And when they got the king that God gave them, it wasn't what they wanted. They suffered, okay? I must tell you that the change that we need is not in Pintard. It is not in Lincoln Bean, and it is not in Branwell McCartney. It is not in none of these organizations that is lined up who are saying, my time next, okay? Because they all want to get in there, okay? And they don't have no God in them to bring the change that we need. While the change that we need is laying in the background, God is not giving it to us because our stiff neck behavior is what is blocking the change that we need in this country today. Okay? I want to put it to you, sir, that the brave Davis that you see functioning today is not the brave Davis that we expected. And why is it? It is because the people. It isn't brave Davis, you know. Because Brave Davis cannot control the atmosphere. He cannot control what happens in his surroundings. He can't even cause his governance to line up according to the will of God because the people are stiff-necked, okay? Until we align ourselves with the Word of God, and until we started to function as the people who God has chosen, as a chosen people, this Bahama land is a unique and peculiar land. This is a place that God himself is relying on. Dr. Miles Monroe once coined the phrase that God lives here in the Bahamas. Okay, and I truly believe that in my heart, because when you look around the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and you see the beauty that God has put in place, when you see the attitude of the people and everything who has turned away from their natural state of living and started pursuing foreign behavior and foreign different lifestyle and all that type of stuff, we have turned away, Mr. Grant. So I want to tell you that the change that we need in the Bahamas, it is there, and God is not going to give it to us until we properly align ourselves with his word and until we become the people that he has made us to be. We will not get that change that we need.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly. When we get back, I want to talk to you a little bit about this special that I watched the other day. Something popped out to me when the gentleman was talking just now. I watched a Jamie Foxx special. I really enjoyed it because I love Jamie. All the way back from Wanda, all the way back from In Living Color, all the way back from the Jamie Foxx show. I always watched Jamie and always followed him. I really enjoyed Jamie. But the special spoke to me in a particular manner. When I get back, I want to talk to you about that, and I want to be able to draw it in and bring it home to what I want to say. Quick break, going to be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
At Wendy's, we are cooling things down with our new Kit Kat Frosty. Try our traditional chocolate or vanilla Frosty topped with classic milk chocolate Kit Kat bases. Our signature frozen dessert is not an ice cream. It's a Frosty. 100% dairy, that is. Great things happen when two icons meet. Our signature Frosty and a creamy milk chocolate taste of Kit Kat. Available for a limited time only, inside and out.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
The all-new CBSBahamas.com is faster, smarter, and we've made it even easier to browse our inventory of over 11,000 products. Earn reward points with every online purchase. Check out our new AI-powered chat assistant, available 24/7. Time for items to be delivered to your house, job site, or the mailboat. Our Family Island customers are loving it. Build beautiful throughout the Bahamas with the new CBSBahamas.com.
Celebrate the magic of Christmas with Sugar D's and their freshly baked holiday treats. From indulgent desserts to warm, comforting pastries, they have everything to make your season sweeter. Like their standard cakes in red velvet, chocolate, vanilla, carrot, and Oreo. And of course, their specialty cakes like German chocolate, pina colada, and so much more. Pre-order now and share the joy of the season by calling 552-8624.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company. Very quickly, before we get to our news, the gentleman started to be able to call and be speak more specifically about aligning ourselves with God's will, right? And how he's convinced in the Bahamas, right? Any one of us who loves the Bahamas and simultaneously loves God knows that he lives here with us, right? And then the testament to that is this sort of an idea of when the astronauts go up into the stratosphere and looks down into the onto the world and sees our waters, the turquoise waters shimmering. This is the absolute most beautiful place from the stars. As the stars continue to be able to gaze down, this is gorgeous. I often think about that. I often think about how we have gone so far off course with our own ideas. And I don't know whether or not this is a condemnation to education, to exposure, and the pursuit of our personal will that supersedes God's will for our lives. But I watched Jamie Foxx's special the other day. And if you know, the irreverence was this sort of an idea where he was mixing the profane with a speech of the divine, right? It was secular, but he wanted to be able to kind of pull divinity in it. So he wanted to show you some element of what God was. This is sort of a New Day religious concept. I don't know. It was kind of weird, right? But you like Jamie, but I cringe straight through it. I do the same thing for Kanye. I just dislike this kind of, what are you doing? Okay? We know we don't curse and say Jesus Christ the same time. What y'all doing? All of us come from the same space. We know better than this. This is irreverent. But anyway, so you watch it. So I cringe through, I kind of, you know, frown my forehead through certain parts of this. But as I looked at it, and he started to be able to cry out to God and said, why did this happen to me? And God reminded him, oh, this is, you forget when I blessed you with all this money. I blessed you with the fame. I blessed you with exposure. I blessed you with this gift. I blessed you with this. I blessed you with that. And then Jamie started to have this kind of a conversation about, well, what about this? And he came to a realization, and I think all of us are just trying to be able to give meaning to what's happening in our lives. But nonetheless, we take from what we can, take from it what we can. He looked at it and he says, when I forgot about God, when I forgot about church, when I forgot about my commitment, when I forgot about my servitude and acknowledgement of supremacy over me. I put these words in there, but nonetheless, you go watch the thing for yourself. When I forgot about that, God blessed me with a stroke. This is what he said. This is what he said. That the blessings that we get, the transformative blessings for growth and development that changes a nation, that changes an outlook, that changes a mind, that changes our words, our steps, our path. The transformative blessings that come to us, that really change our course, come in disguise. We have been blessed as a nation for the past 40 years. With tribulation. Talk to me. We as a nation who celebrated 51 years now, since 1973, we've celebrated 51 years now, self-governance. And from the inception of self-governance, this idea that we can do whatever, that the language of our mothers and grandmothers and fathers have shifted in our homes. Not necessarily how we can do what we can for ourselves as a family, as a unit. This is prior to 63. Prior to 73. Prior to 73, there was community. There was a very clear understanding of ascension. There was that you had to take. There was assistance that you needed to get over this particular hump. And the community was always your support in that. After 73, We've rejected that. We became hungry for a desire to be able to become successful unto ourselves. The success that we saw over the hill, we wanted to emulate that. In comes drugs. This was the 80s. Before that, in came this disease, HIV. Come on, we could go through the entire gamut of issues that were surrounding our country. But every single step of the way for the past 51 years in this country, every single step of the way where we identify a personal accomplishment, a community, a national accomplishment, it was a blessing of tribulation. Because we have yet to come to a point where we could acknowledge that our strength unto ourselves is not going to get us to where we envision. We haven't. We haven't. We've rejected God. We've rejected supremacy. We've leaned on our own understanding, and there is an expectation for the planets to align with our desires. And that's not happening. So is this a blessing? Is this another Saul at the forefront when we, the children of Israel, had a direct connection to the Father? Let's talk deep with it sometime. It's Christmas time. Let's think about these things. Let's ponder before we step over the threshold into another year. Give me a call, guys. The lines are going to be wide open when we get back and talk like this in the festive season. Probably food for thought. Quick break. Get to news. Going to be right back after this.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful December 16th, 2024. Hope you guys are out there doing well. I want to be able to talk to you about a couple of things. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to join in the conversation, do so. If not, I understand that you're busy. I'm not going to fight you. Hit me up, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Or you can be able to hit me up on the text line, 422-4796. Now, before we went out to the break, let's do this like this. You know, but as you continue to be able to ingest the physical food, I think we need spiritual food, mental food to kind of, you know, to gnaw at as we step over to this new year. We ain't got much time, okay? 2 weeks or so, and we can be done with this year. We're going to be done with 2024. The exposure that's been left behind, hopefully that'll be wrapped up in 2025. The allegations, the speculations, the indifference, the separation, the death, all these particular things. Even the victories that you've had this year is going to be done. That's one for the record books. And then we're stepping over into a new year. But for food for thought for me, as I look at these allegations of corruption, as I watch the government kind of to almost like a pretzel. They ain't baking. They're not breaking, but they're bending to ensure that they could always put their position at the forefront as opposed to being able to just deal with this head on. And I think that that would have been the best thing. But then in such a small society that we live in, you never know who's who family and who's doing what and who has what fraternity, and you don't know. No one knows. So it leads to more and more social speculation, and all this is doing is infuriating the people of the Bahamas. Can I say that? All this is doing as our government continues to be able to genuflect, to hold, to shift, and to try to be able to spin this particular narrative as to the corruption that exists and the allegations of corruption that exist within the Royal Bahamas Police Force, Royal Bahamas Defense Force, and other arms of government, is being able to cause the entire population to look at this administration as the same old, same old. I'm one of the people who I'm convinced that your plan for the New Day administration, for the New Day agenda, your blueprint for change, was solid. I'm convinced. But as you hit those pockets, as you hit those unforeseen circumstances, the turbulence on your path to 2026 that you hit, and you didn't have a blueprint for that, all you can do is revert to the PLP of old. And for me, that's sad. For me, that's sad. For me, this name calling, for me, this kind of a, you know, I know I am, but what are we, what you, I know you are, but what am I? Kind of concept that's coming out into the forefront of media, that's spilling out here, is poor. Because that's all we've seen from you. Yeah, the PIA, the FNM making all these allegations about this, but what about when they did this? Yes, that's why we fired them. Because y'all, didn't do that. We fired them. And they fired Minnis. So we doing our part. We don't have but one chance to do our part as a collective. We fired them. There's no need to have a conversation about all these particular things. I agree with Fred. I agree with Fred. The allegations levied against these particular men that sit at the trifecta of leadership in the Free National Movement is poor. It's allegations. It existed in the past. The party has seen past it, afforded these men an opportunity. You could talk about it, you know, ad nauseum if you want. The party has given these men an opportunity. But now all you did was open the door for us to be able to scrutinize those members within the organization that sit, including those members at the trifecta of leadership in the PLP, that we could scrutinize leading all the way back 30 years ago. This approach that we're taking to be able to call men and say, but yeah, but what did he do? You forget when you did this thing. You forget, you can't talk. Man, come on. This needs to be a new approach in leadership. Now, as I look at this, and sort of break it down, I don't think the PLP is no better than the Free National Movement. I think all of us have levied corruption, unsurmountable corruption upon the PLP. That's sort of a brand that the PLP has done nothing to fix. And that's your fault, PLP. You let the people call you corrupt for years, then all of a sudden it became a part of who you are. It may not necessarily be true. It may not be true. But now for you to be able to unring that bell, you have hell to do that. You can't. So now you just have to push through. This is the issue that we're having. So as I look at this, I say to myself, this is a peculiar story and this is a familiar story, right? And today we can get deep with it. And if you don't want to get deep with me, that's fine. I'm not going to fight you. We could catch you on the other side. I did this. I said, look at Samuel chapter 8. Look at the course, the trajectory in which the people have taken, the natural ascension of what should be happening in Samuel 8. Because I looked at Samuel, and I want to be able to read Samuel chapter 8 to you. Israel asked for a king. When Samuel grew up, he was appointed his son as Israel's leader. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abijah. And they served at Beersheba. But his son did not follow his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain and accepted bribes and perverted justice. So all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel in Ramah. And they said unto him, you are old, that's what they say in the Samuel. You are old and your sons do not follow your ways. Because there was a natural succession. That his sons would step in his particular stead after he transitioned off the scene. But they came to him and he says that you are old and your sons do not follow in your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as all the other nations have. But when they said, give us a king to lead us, this displeased Samuel. So he prayed to the Lord. And the Lord told him, listen to all the people are saying to you. It is not you that they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king. As they have done from the day I brought them out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods. So they are doing to you. Now listen to them, but warn them solemnly and let them know that the king whom will reign over them will. Now I won't talk about this because this is a natural progression. Right? Pride goes before destruction. This is a natural progression of the pride of life that leads us to calamity. This is the exact same thing that happens to this country. That the men and women that serve with our former leaders, the men and women who serve with passion, with determination, with a sort of a focus of being able to build nation, the next dispensation of men had gone contrary, had gone astray. And as a result of them being able to go astray, and as we collected our independence, as we grabbed hold of our independence, and we felt celebrated and saying, we done, oh my God, we free, we got it. We're independent, we're a nation unto ourselves, we don't have to genuflect to no one, we can self-govern and make our own determination and set our own course. As we've done that, in came drugs, in came computers, in came this relentless idea of being able to get more and more and more. Greed came in our society. I want to just have this kind of a conversation with you. Do you feel that we've rejected God? I'm not talking about the platitudes and this kind of a genuflection to the idea of God. I'm talking about the commitment and the dependency that we had on him. I'm talking about the prayers and the faith that we had as a people. The faith that when your grandmother had nothing. The faith that when your mother or your mother's mother was in the bush, in that little shed, having children. The faith to know that you were going to be okay when you came out. They had no ultrasound, no nothing. Have we rejected God? Have we rejected and replaced it with education? Have we rejected our Savior? And for you who's sitting in your car or wherever listening to me and say, well, not mine. Have you gone back into your lineage and identify that your security, your safeness, this peace that you enjoy now is as a result of a prayer that was put up for you by people who are long gone? Have we rejected him? We've put these men in place in our country and expect them to come up with ideas, with a vision, with a plan to be able to move us towards the future. And for the most part, this plan never includes supremacy. The church, for the most part, if not all, most, has rejected their responsibility in this kind of a posture to be able to receive a little piece of crown land. Are you yawning like me today? Just the truth. The church have rejected their responsibility to the people and sided with the government. And the government knows this. They have sided with the government to be able to take a little parcel of land so they could be able to say that they own something. They've forgotten their ways. They have forgotten the ways in which got us here at the first place. You've become idol worshippers. And then we condemn government, the arms of flesh, which is men, that will surely fail us. And we all collectively forget our responsibility to go towards supremacy and say, return to us, Father. Man, I just want to talk like this. Y'all ain't got to talk to me. That's fine. Maybe you ain't into that kind of Jesus talk. Maybe you ain't into that supreme talk. Maybe you ain't into that realignment conversation. But for us to get to where we're supposed to be, there has to be something going wrong at the foundation. We still have a thirst and a desire to be able to be drug dealers in this country. And even those, based upon the allegations, even those who are put in the position to watch over us, even them won't be drug dealers. What's going on in this country? There's no acknowledgement of supremacy above us. And then you look at some people who are doing well and you, honest to God, you say, man, these people got to be thiefing. But you don't believe that there is still a God that exists here. I ain't come to preach to you. I only come to ask you a question. Are we going to put all this on Brave Davis? You put all on Perry Christie. You put all on Minnis. You put all on Hubert Ingraham. You put all on Lyndon Pinden. Now on Brave Davis. You take no slack for yourself. None. You take no slack for yourself on the way that you're growing up your children. None. Or the way of your involvement in school is few and far between. You take nothing. The most you do is make sure they get X amount of dollars to go buy clocks for schools because they got to look good now. They got to look fresh. Let's talk about this. We have rejected our portion, which is solely acknowledgement. And all this is repetition. Time and time again, those of us who acknowledge God in the past and were living in a successful manner has rejected him and find ourselves in this kind of a space that we keep asking, my God, is the sky going to fall down next? Guys, we have murder after murder. Our education is plummeting. Immigration is out of whack. Governments are going on their own path. The security of our nation, the policing of our nation, is being able to ensure that they get themselves in the position that they can take care of ourselves. We are lost as a nation. Lost. And I don't care how much dreams Brave Davis had, he can't fix this by himself. There has to be a solemn assembly. There has to be honesty pouring out of our hearts with a desire to realign ourselves. But we can't get to that because there's no sobriety. You ain't sober. You're still drunken, you're thinking. You're still drunk with pleasure. This ain't condemnation, man. I end this with you. All of us right here in the same space. I'm not speaking down to you. I'm saying, have we considered? 323-622-32-325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Brother Grant.
Hey, how you doing, my brother? What's happening?
Boy, you instigate me to call in. I have to call in and endorse every premise or statement that was made for the last few minutes.
Thank you, my brother.
By you. But, you will not get much call on this now because you have now digressed from politics as to the spiritual, and this is what the dilemma, the state of the Bahamas. We have moved the goalposts, And now the blame begins. And all of the politicians selling a lie or a dream that they can fix this. We cannot, the foundation, what you alluded to, the family structure is the bloodline of Almighty God, Jesus Christ. We have to fix that. You notice everyone can call and complain about this ain't doing that and who ain't doing this and who ain't doing that, but never want to raise the issue about the erosion of the family structure, which you premise and you said is the foundation. That is the lifeblood of any nation. I remember as a boy, now that I was past 70, the good old gospel of a giant of a man called P.A. Gibson from Allistown, Eleuthera. Mm-hmm. And he would have harvest time every Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And I remember when this nation used to be still and listen to the man of God from a place called Allistown, Eleuthera. I remember this good old message from H.W. Brown, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I remember the good old message from a great bishop that's still alive, Bishop Simeon Hall. "Why did Stegley kill Billy?" And the list continues. But once we can raise the issue of politics, 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 and never want to look in the mirror like Michael Jackson asked us to do, what's going on in our home? We see our nieces going astray. We see our nephews going astray. We see our husband going astray. We see the wife head gone. As a result, the whole house head gone. Mm-hmm. They come from a home. They poorly socialized. They are in society. We can't all want to kill them all. But they're going to be right here among us, poorly socialized. And we have a problem with dealing with the poor family structure. We don't want to deal with it. We had all our fun. You know the good days. We make a bunch of plenty make babies by having fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's have some fun. Mm-hmm. Let's scratch our itch. Mm. Now we have the monster, and we expect a carnal man to fix spiritual problem. I just don't see it. They can make laws. I hear my brother Wayne Monroe. I heard him. Good friend of mine, my brother. And I'll tell him he can make laws till Jerusalem come back. Until we get to the foundation and go back to the traditional family structure and try to digress back to the goalpost, we will be in a bad place until Christ come back home.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
I appreciate your telephone call, man. Thank you so much for that. I just want to talk like this with y'all. Listen, this may be a lot for you to bite down on. This may be a little bit much. But this is how I think. The reason my show is called A Foundation is because I just want to get to an answer. I feel like I need quiet and peace to try to figure it out. And I do my best with my eyes closed to retrace steps. So with reading, with understanding, with prayer, I try to you know what I mean? Like to backtrack through time to find out where was the juncture where we went wrong. If anybody who knows about altars and altars, how people is pray for you and put altars and hide things in your yard and so forth and so on. This is a bohemian society. You got to know about these things. If you don't know about it, then go ask somebody. They can tell you. And for you to be able to break this hex on your life, this curse on your life, you got to be able to dig up, burn down the altar. You got to get back to a space where you could identify where this altar was planted, was built, where this covenant was made. For the tribulation to start, where the introduction of this darkness came and the inception thereof. Where was this altar? Where is the altar of tribulation. That's the foundation. Where do we get back to? Where did this start off? Where, at which point did we forget? Was it when you all started to go to the Savoy Plaza? Was that it? Was it when the conservative little sweet little thing who was wearing the butterfly collars, all of a sudden you flash a couple blue marlins at her, a little couple dollars at her, whatever the case may be, when drugs came in and her entire demeanor changed? And you realize that empowerment at this particular point was being able to do this. That money was king? Talk to me. At what point? Was it at the point where you held that 45 in your hand for the very first time, and after the fella was making so much noise, you put two on him, bam, bam. And you realize that the power that you wield, despite your education, existed in your hands to be able to transform your environment around you? At what point did that you didn't need that nobody and nothing else? That's the question I have for you. Are we going to talk about this? And this is going to be uncomfortable. But it's going to give you something to chew on. Brave is not the cause of these issues. I don't care how much y'all dislike the PLP now. And the FNM. Brave can't fix this. Michael can't fix this. Lincoln can't fix this. None of them. But we could change it. Quick break, be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation. The
Foundation. This Christmas, Fidelity Bank is still the one. With one easy monthly payment, one fantastic way to save, and one chance to win $5,000 in extra cash. Make that move to Fidelity Bank and apply for a personal loan for a chance to win extra cash today. Call 356-7764 for more details.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
This holiday season, stay connected to the ones you love with Alive. Switch today and get 5 gigabytes of data free with your first 30-day plan. Whether you're sharing holiday moments or enjoying Jeonkunuwon Bay, Alive keeps you connected all season long. Visit BeAlive.com to make the switch today. It's good to be alive.
Rejuvenate. Refresh. Treat yourself. Immerse yourself in total comfort. Pamper yourself. After all, you're worth it. Relax. Rid yourself of all life stresses. At Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa, you will find everything you need to enhance your body and spirit. Call today at 323-6711 and begin your journey to serenity at Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. The lines are wide open. It's food for thought today. You may not necessarily, this may not be your forte. This may not be your type of thing. You don't ingest this. That's fine. Don't fight me today. We have a real issue in our country. And if you believe that education is going to fix this, okay. I'm good with you. I ain't got a problem with you. If you believe that men with no conviction no strength, be able to collectively come together and we could be able to at least wean a little bit of good out of them, well, that's good for you, if that's what your belief is. If you don't believe that we are spirits having an earthly experience and that we need guidance on this particular course to get to the objective for true growth and development, then I can't fight you. I can't fight you. And I'm not here to fight you. I ain't even getting in that conversation with you today. But I'm asking you, we have gone astray somewhere along the line. 51 years of thiefing, robbing, raping, killing, juking, hiding, corruption, 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 corruption. 51 years we celebrate darkness. 25 years from 73. We've said that the PLP, for the most part, history said that the first, or just me reading it, for the first 10 years, this was a wonderful thing. 1973, right up to, I can't even say 10 years, I got to be decent. All right, maybe we start from 64. 64, 10 years, 74, right? We could take it right up to 79. The PLP was doing a fabulous job. But the introduction of what was happening in 1980, 81, 82, 83, and all those things that happened during that particular time, we saw that it took a shift. We saw that the administration took a significant shift, a change in course. And with 1987 happening, and the allegations levied against the PLP, real conversation with y'all, you know, maybe I can't do it on the People Radio, but we're gonna have to have a real conversation, because I really think about these things, and I said this on a show previous, there has to be an external entity that's forcing the hand of the PLP. The PLP don't need assistance to get the FNM out, never. Can I say this? Is it okay to say it like this? The PLP never needs assistance getting the FNM out. Like, they put their peas in court, they fight, they identify their thing, they put their campaign together, they know the Bahamian people, bam, they find victory. Every single time. Every time. Fred Mitchell don't even bat an eye. He know we coming back. Every single time. But every time it's for, when it comes to the Free National Movement being able to get the FNM out, I'm sorry, the Free National Movement taking out the PLP, it seems as though they need an extra win. And you could challenge me on that. I want to be challenged on it. Because I want to give you every single inception of where there was an external entity assisting the Free National Movement to find victory. I am saying that something wrong in this society, man. Something wrong here. There is imbalance here. There is irreverence here. There is corruption here. This is not the paradise that we thought that we were born into. That we celebrated in 1973 with the Union Jack. This is not the same place. Something happened. Something happened. I want to read this text and then I can go to lines. I see the lines lit up. I think rejecting God is the wrong conclusion. This is a text. It says, we are well past that. The time of rejecting God was in Samuel's time. After Samuel, God gave us over to human leadership. Post-Samuel, God wasn't ruler over the entire nation, but he had a separated group of people, and only those people were subject to his laws. Everybody in the Bahamas is not subject to God's law. This is a text. He said very clearly, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, Pookie, I suppose this is a hypothetic name, hopefully, who hiring out as a hitman is not in God's people. The Parliament of the Bahamas as a body are not God's people. The people who walk in church buildings and raise the holy hand are not God's people. They're profiling and networking. God's people are the people who've accepted him as Lord and Savior, and it's only that subgroup who needs to pray and turn from their wicked ways to turn a nation. They are not the entire Bahamas. There's a couple of things I could chop this down just for quickly, just very quickly, very quickly. Very quickly. The time of rejecting God was in Samuel time. After Samuel, God gave us over to human leadership. Post-Samuel, God wasn't... He had a separated group of people called by his name. And what do we say about Moses? What do we say about Moses, who was a murderer? What do you say about Jacob, who's a thief? What do we say about these things? He's a thief and a liar. Come on now, let's talk about these things. What do we say about these things? Because the stories are right there for all of us to be able to read and identify. And maybe because you're wrapped up in this sort of an idea that, oh, he's the man of God, and you don't see the tribulation of where they started. You don't see the inception of the beginning of how their story started. What do we say about these things? If all have sinned and fall short, if he come for the Jews and the Gentile, then how can we, in our carnal mind, who just reach, separate those particular persons from an opportunity to be able to step over into glory? I mean, I just don't understand. I'm not going to fight you. I hear what you're saying. But I can't rock with it 100%. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Owen.
Hey.
What's happening?
All is well.
You heard me on this phone a little while.
Okay.
But I's a good listener.
Praise God.
And you're making plenty sense today, because I was listening to you for the last couple of weeks, you and God. You all used to heard me, you all had me a little bit confused.
Okay.
But I want to say something. You asked the question,
mm-hmm.
When did it start?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're right here.
No, when you were saying, when do it start?
Yeah, at what point did it start? Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Could you remember when they stopped the corporate punishment in school? Could you remember that year?
Was it 96?
Someplace around there.
96, 97, something like that, yeah.
Right. That's when it started. When your neighbor couldn't discipline their neighbors no more.
Mm-hmm.
When the school teachers couldn't discipline the students no more.
Mm-hmm.
When the mothers and the daddies couldn't discipline their children no more. Whoever made the rule, that's when it started.
But many and people say it started when they started letting Sunday shopping come into society.
Say it again?
I said many people would say that it started in our society. We saw this downturn when people start shopping on Sundays.
My people shopping on Sunday long time, man. So long, really.
Mm-hmm.
People shopping on Sunday from Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
But what I say in our, that's when. Oh, let me tell you how it happened. That was a spirit move.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the spirit of God.
Because
mm-hmm. you look at the level of children education, and you look at the level of children what is beyond the streets now. Look at them.
Mm-hmm.
It comes because now their parents can't discipline them because of that rule. Now, the neighbors can't discipline them because of that ruling. Back then, Howard, when we was growing up, late for school, either the truant officer or somebody, one elderly on the road, whoever, they tie up your hip and you go, they carry you to school or they carry you to your mother, and you couldn't say nothing then because your mother tie up your hip then.
Mm-hmm.
See, but they can't do that now. That thing stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing, Howard,
mm-hmm.
This is a spiritual battle we're fighting, man.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't got nothing to do with no PLP, FNM, no political thing. This is a spiritual battle, man. And until the nation come together and understand what God is allowing to happen, this is his permissive will. He allowing this to happen because some people, like you say, ain't everybody in the church, ain't everybody behind the pulpit. Got the spirit of God on them.
Mm.
So, the corrupted, I went through corruption, but it's a spiritual war affair. Yeah. That's what it is. It's a spiritual warfare. I was listening to Woody Nim earlier. Woody Nim? Oh, shoot. I know he's a barber. What's his name again? Who was talking to a little earlier?
Oh, Dr. P, yeah.
Dr. P.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. When he speak about the homes, it start in, we got to get the homes them together. These young women and young men and things, what having their children and ain't taking care of them, ain't disciplining them, ain't really showing them what life is all about and thing. That's what is a part of this. Because why? Everybody running behind the cares of the world and the things of the world.
Yeah,
what?
I like this.
They running behind the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of this life. They
like
forget what God tell us. He said, if we cleanse us and wash us from all unrighteousness, and whatever we need, he will provide for us.
Amen. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. Let's take one more call before we go to break. Caller, go ahead.
Mr. Cron.
Hey, how you doing?
We do. Everyone talking about spiritual battle. This spiritual battle didn't just start. It started from in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think it started from in heaven,
mm-hmm.
what do you think about earth?
Mm-hmm.
NBC in Revelation, say the Bible say the devil has come down with great wrath.
Mm.
To deceive the human family, not only in the Bahamas.
Is that a cop-out?
All over the world.
Are you copping out to say that, well, if it happened in heaven, as it is in heaven, so shall it be on earth. If tribulation happened in heaven, then what can we do? Is this you throwing up your hand?
No, you see, you cannot throw up in your hand, but we have to follow the scripture. The Bible said there will be no peace on this earth. But now, when we have leaders, when we have leaders who are supposed to be in charge of different nations, if they refuse to carry out Romans 13 and 6, if they refuse to put the hard punishment inside place, watch Donald Trump. Watch Mr. Trump after you see next month on the 20th. Watch some rules that he's going to be putting in place in, for these little countries and stuff like that. See, we're afraid because you know why? We won't get back in power again, so we let the whole place run wild. Corruption ain't just that. So many churches are being built under different, like, you take the UBP and different things. Some of these churches was built, and so what happened, the pastors, them, they cannot speak like they want to because why? Their hands, crown land, and stuff like that. Their hands are tied. You got the PLP pastor. You got the F&M pastor. And all of them praying to one God for their party to get in so that they could get a piece of the pie. And they don't preach no more what the word of God say. So we have a problem. So if leaders do not put the hard punishment inside place for these fellas, look at how long it takes for one high-ranking cop and his matter ain't being settled yet. One, just one. That's all. And you think they don't know what's going on?
Mm.
They don't know? And they can't make a decision from the very first time that happened? He's supposed to be dismissed. And now it's going
and
out.
And the fella going on a garden leave? He went on a garden leave.
He went on garden leave?
Mm-hmm. But you're saying he should have been...
Full pay? I'm mm-hmm. still getting full pay.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'll go on garden leave myself. I'm still getting my full pay in everything. But if they take him off the force, the garden leave would have been stopped and things like that. Now, who all these corruption things look bad under? It look under the commanding chief who was the Mr. Fernando. So he going down now as maybe one of the worst commissioner. You see, because why? You, man, when you're running a country and you're running an institute, you have to be serious, man. If you can't do the job, get out of the way. I don't see why all this and this and that. If the MP them can't do the job, it take the commanding chief to fire them.
Wow. I like your telephone call, my brother.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your contribution. I like it. I like it. We're going to take this last commercial break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Get ready for Jingle All the Pay grand event with Everybody Wins. You can win a Cybertruck, a split of $50,000, and loads of more cash prizes via Spin the Wheel and the Cash Vault. It all goes down December 27th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the FML Lawn. To earn a ticket to win, spend $20 between December 9th and 27th at participating Everybody Wins stores. The more tickets, the more chances to win. It's going to be live DJ, food, prizes, and surprises. It's the Jingle All the Pay grand event with Everybody Wins. Game responsibly.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Foundation.
And we are back, guys. Let's go straight to the lines. The lines are lit up. Call on the line. It's live. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on, Howard?
Everything good, man. What's up?
Yeah, great show. You know, the thing is, the country has been allowed. The country has been bananarized, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a new word, right?
Mm-hmm. I like
and
that.
So,
I
the gentleman who always is calling, talking about the lack of family structure, the guy who said we strayed away from God, but he said God lives here. But I don't want to be naive and think that God's only live here. I'll knock down that statement. I agree with everything else he said, but the earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein.
Mm-hmm.
It was one thing in the biblical scriptures that's aphoristic. It's that. The earth is the Lord's. So my nephew posted something very interesting on Facebook, and he said that people and all of those who have the narrative and saying that they are blessed because of the materialism and the material things that they have achieved, they are not blessed. They're just minds in a mess. And so external factors determine the way we feel we bless. You also mentioned the fact that the church has become aligned with the state.
Mm-hmm.
But this is nothing new because Constantine did that. That is how this particular form of Christianity became so famous, mm-hmm. because Constantine knew the power that results from church and state being aligned. You see, everybody's trying to be or achieve some omnipotence. We see the UN and America and all those other people with their positions. Everybody's trying to achieve some geopolitical omnipotence. That's what they call it. That's the best they can describe it, okay? And so when we look at our country, it can be as beautiful as heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But if the people don't see it that way, then what does it make? You need to hear from all of the injustices that has been occurring and being allowed to be happening. And as a matter of fact, that you, I like how you talk about the darkness, but you realize that all of the darkness has still not come to light because you would change your mind about some people. You mentioned one of my favorite words using something, profiling. That is what humans are good at, you know, profiling, you know. You know that, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're good at. That's what's called hypocrisy. Even in happiness hides despair. You see what I'm saying? So let's take a close look at God doesn't practice religious apartheid. So God is here, there, everywhere. And Jesus ain't gone nowhere because God don't dead. So he lives within me and you. Yeshua, whatever name you decide to call him. These type ideas in our head is what is destroying us because we won't stray away. But this family structure that this man is talking about is the key to the situation because we want to kill one another for this and kill one another for that because we don't know one another. The government has allowed the country to become bananarized. If you have a family, would you kill a family? We call ourselves the Family Islands because of the lack of the family structure. So we are not family and we don't know one another. Even in the city, we don't know one another because the government has allowed unabated migration. And there's hate. Everybody's walking around with their face on makeup. Everybody's looking for love. Everybody wants the same thing. And so, I mean, what do you expect, Howard? It'd be total chaos because they have allowed us to fend for themselves. And I noticed the media, a lot of you and other people, you keep saying self-governance. I told you, I take self-governance literally, in which each imbecile self-governs himself. So that's how the country get away. Self-governance, the police has been allowed to self-govern themselves for decades. All right, I'm 60. I tell you, I could go on the stories on. You could use the archives. You know what's being allowed to govern themselves? Immigration is being allowed to self-govern itself. The guy on the streets with the motorbike with no helmet carrying on, like, all right, they're being allowed to self-govern themselves. This is what self-governance brings us. Everybody is self-governing himself, and this is what happens. When nothing is being done, you see Bremen people calling about things. Nothing is being done. We turn a blind eye, until we cannot see no more, Howard. Right or wrong?
I hear what you're saying, but I think there's two. Okay, for me, self-governance, and I appreciate you, 252. I got one more telephone call to go, so I appreciate your telephone call. For me, self-governance is a representation of separation from the Commonwealth of Nations, okay? Though we are part of the Commonwealth of Nations, our self-governance was separate and apart from the dependency that we have on a monarchy. So this is where I come from when I say self-governance. What you speak of is lack of enforcement, because we have the mechanisms to be able to watch over and govern to ensure that there's transparency, accountability, and so forth and so on within the police force, within the immigration, within the other sectors. But we don't do that. And so they operate as though a quasi-government, a government entity unto itself, because there's no checks and balances. Nobody bother with them other than being able to get information when it's time to be able to talk about the budget in the House of Assembly. And so all of the undersecretariats and so forth and so on put those particular things together. Other than that, the operation is separate and apart from what central government is doing. I hear what you're saying. But for me, it's two different things entirely. Last telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, go ahead.
What are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Because, listen, man, I'm a 46-year-old man who's been, you know, actively involved in the community and watching this country grow. You know, and this country is growing separately apart from the other islands, especially Nassau. And you can see the difference. You know, when you have a country trying to achieve a first world status, trying to, you know, get on that third world status that comes along with a price, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It comes along with a price. And, you know, even with construction around here and all of these big hotels and all that stuff, and that bringing in a lot of different influences in this country, even with immigration, people, even if they're here legally or illegally, and it changes our social demeanor in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We have watched, if you see how, I travel a lot to the Family Islands, and if you see how the people in Nassau communities, how love has changed compared to the Family Islands, and it's the same country. It's different. It's totally different now.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different. And that rapid expansion creates social challenges, man.
Wow.
It creates social, all, you know, when you have these transitions, when you're talking about we want to build this economy and tourism, 10 million people coming here, you know, you need to service these people. So you have a transition there, you know, because the inequality, unemployment, corruption, you know, and the lack of law enforcement, because people are just corrupt. Everybody wow. See an opportunity. Like, I always use this point, Howard. When I was in 1995, 94, 95. I always remember as a young boy growing up in Camp Road, I shared a room with my four sisters, and my mom and my dad in a two-bedroom wooden house. And I didn't know that I was poor. We had what we needed. We was okay. We had good clothes and going to school. When Cable Bahamas came to this country, and I always remember to this day, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air came on that TV, and I say, God damn, I poor.
Yeah, we know he was poor. We couldn't afford them Jordans. We couldn't afford that.
The influence when, you know, it's a mentality when you see things, because you was okay. You thought you were wealthy.
I good. I'm good until you see what everyone else sees, and we need the hammer pants. We need the LA gear. We need the this. We need the that. That shifted the entire society.
And I have one more thing to say.
Go ahead.
I travel to South America a lot. And when they, you know, and when you talk to me, they ask me why I go there. They say, that place is dangerous. I say, man, if I go to Colombia, you go to Bogota, yes, you have to be careful. But there are some small towns in Colombia that, you know, people still live in just like the old island. And I feel so safe. And those people are getting by and they have their needs. But this is what happens in the country when we allow so much. This immigration is a big thing, you know, migration is a big thing. And that's what's happening. People are feeling that they're not getting a fair shot in their own town. Mm-hmm. They're not getting equal opportunities. You got inequality issues. You know, you got these young people who feel like they're contributing. So what you think happened?
Wow. My brother, I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's your show today. Tomorrow we're going to be able to continue with this stuff. We're going to make some modified things. This week we're going to be down to Baja Retreat on Friday. So I'm excited about being able to do that. Guys, this is going to be Food for Thought Week. We got to give you something to chew on before we get into 2025. We're only going to identify these things through the arms of flesh, which will surely fail us. This is show today, guys. I want to thank you so much for your contribution. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on The Foundation.
The Foundation.